Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is back, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't you excited? I know. Marcia's back. Marcia's the founder and the CEO of the Egan Group. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She's a certified professional coach. That means she can help you with your small business or me with mine, and she charges us on a regular basis to do just that on the show, and we appreciate that very much. Marcia Egan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning to all your listeners.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Marcia, when I was early on in my career as a small business owner, when I'd have a really, 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 really bad day, that should have been maybe nine or ten. And I'd lock the door and I'd go home, and I'd actually say to myself, "Wow, do people come back from this? You know, do after a day like today, do people come back the next day and open back up?" And of course, I'd been around a long time. It wasn't my first goat roping, but it was the first time as my own business like that, And so the next morning I got up and I went back to work, put one foot in front of the other. And over the years, I've had other days like that, and I just keep coming back. And I think love is what motivates me to come back. I love my business. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a wonderful motivator, and passion is a real driver. And so many times, many people, for many reasons, kind of lose the passion about what they're doing, and once that happens, the motivation can be a little bit harder. But when you say you love what you're doing, Jim, I mean that can make you get up at what time do you get up in the morning, Jim?
It's pretty early. So yeah, I feel that the reason that I love this is because. And it doesn't matter. You know, I happen to do something different from most people, but I don't think it would matter. Like you said, you whatever you're passionate about. But I even love the challenges because they're my challenges. What do you think?
Well, sure. One of the things that I do, I coach a lot of entrepreneurs, and one of the things that is very important early in the game is to figure out what you do love, what you don't love, what you're good at, and what mm-hmm. you're not good at, mm-hmm. and being really honest with yourself about it. And I call it wantivation rather than motivation.
Wantivation, I like that. I never heard that. Wantivation. You should trademark that.
Well, maybe I should, but after the show, I guess.
Right.
But it's interesting because we want to get to a point where more the majority of what we do is what we want to do, and there are always things that you have to do in your business that you don't like.
Right. I call that the diaper changing part of your business.
Yeah.
You know, you love your baby, but you don't want to change a diaper. You know, sometimes you have to do it.
That's exactly right, and I'm not saying that you can eliminate it completely, but if 90% of what you're doing is what you have to do and only 10% is what you want to do, then it might be time to take a good look at what you're doing and what you're not doing in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And being brutally honest with yourself is very important. And many times, small business owners will try to do it all. And they can get in the trap of, instead of bringing in experts who can do something in an hour, mm-hmm. they might try to fix their website and it'll take them a whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And then they become disillusioned and demotivated.
There are two problems with that. Number one is if you're not good at it, if it's something you don't like, you won't do it well, and you won't get around to, but worse than that, you won't get around to doing it. It'll go undone. And
exactly.
not only is it not a good use of your time, it'll go undone. Real quick story. Way back in the 90s, when we were able to start, you know, thinking about a website, I bought the book, the HTML book, you know, to teach you how to do HTML, right? And so it was one of the very first books that came out on how to program for a website, how to use HTML.
Sure.
And I bought it, and I was going to read, because I'm inclined to do that. I've got the kind of a crazy head that I would enjoy doing that, right? And I thought, well, I'll learn about this. And then I bought it, and I looked at it, and I said, wait a minute. If I'm going to be successful, it's not going to be building websites. It's going to be doing the other things that I know how to do. And so I never opened the book, and I've hired every website done since then.
Well, it's just that kind of thing. But even if you're doing what you love, every now and then you need a boost. And many, many business owners are kind of at the top of their business, or they're what I call solopreneurs, where they're the only one running the business. And they need motivation. And sometimes that can come from partnering with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's a mastermind group or one or two people that you respect in the business or not in the business, maybe in the community, in your peer group, a lot of times getting people together like that, even if it's just once a month or once a quarter, can be very motivating. And a lot of business owners don't do it. And I love to recommend mastermind groups or just...
I do too.
You know, developing an arrangement with one or two other people where you can kind of motivate each other and kind of scratch each other's backs and encourage them to try something new.
Well, and you come to, when you do those, you shouldn't come together as the manager of your business. You should come together as the CEO of your business. Two different things, right? One.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, now, exactly.
And that's the thing is when you have those meetings, and I love that you brought up the masterminds. And, of course, there are, as you know, there are the formal kind, like Vistage and Tab Boards and groups like that. And then there are the informal kind where you and I just decide to get together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Marcia, I need your website. We got to take a quick break. What's your website?
It's MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.
The book is called Inbox Detox. We'll be right back with Marcia. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Here's the late, great Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.